Welcome to 8-Bit Proof, where dignity and reason go to die.
I shower and get out.
You don't have any fun?
No, it's pretty business when I'm in there.
I helicopter every time.
Francis is afraid if he helicopters, he'll knock things off the wall and break tiles. He doesn't want to smash the door or the bathroom.
Minutes. This nonsense we're talking right now is 10 minutes.
All right, do you want to start?
Yeah, let's start.
All right, welcome to episode 10 of
episode 10, congratulations.
D-Ace, as they say in France.
Congratulations.
I know, I'm sorry.
Congratulations, not a Spartacus handshake. What?
Forum de Pont. Hercules.
Men.
With Kevin Turbo.
All right,
too bad that guy died
of
cancer.
We should probably introduce ourselves, huh?
Yes.
All right, well, why don't you go ahead?
I'm Roger.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Bud Light.
Shame upon you and your family.
A Bud Light?
Yes, Bud Light. Oh,
you mean water? You having a water?
Yeah, because I have to drive home. all of 10 feet. What are you doing?
Bud Light?
Light.
I am drinking a Sam Winter in a Bruins cozy.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he's a homo.
Fuck you!
A couple weeks, hockey's back.
Yes, and Joe, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Jameson 12-year-old and my own.
You okay?
My own phlegm.
You
are we
you're
drinking you're pounds of my own phlegm and some whiskey because I'm sick.
Oh, you're a booze pedophile.
I can't stop the applause. All right, I am also drinking whiskey, but I have found out recently that I like my whiskey aged, apparently, because I'm an asshole and I bought some unaged whiskey, which I do not advise anyone do. So I'm drinking whiskey sour so I can kill the horrible flavor of it.
Sounds pretty terrible.
Whiskey sour. Shit.
Yeah, I would not advise drinking unaged whiskey. Apparently I like the...
Also known as white whiskey.
Yeah, that's awful. Apparently I like it aged 2 years in an oak barrel. I need that in my whiskey.
Tastes like fucking vodka mixed with tequila.
It smells like rubbing alcohol. It smells awful. You have to like plug your nose and drink it. It's still not...
No,
that doesn't make it better.
It has no appeals at all to it.
Oh, this podcast is also brought to you by BlastMagazine.com, Boston's online magazine for video games, TVs, movies, and everything else that matters.
And Kate Upton.
Kate Upton's gigantically perfect titties.
I don't know if there's any Kate Upton articles on Blast Magazine.
No, Kate Upton definitely... We are definitely brought in by Kate Upton.
Brought in.
Brought
in. Yeah. That was on purpose from the last episode. Someone said that.
Brought in?
Yeah.
Potatoes O'Brought in?
Roger O'Brought in.
Someone said it last episode. I forget who.
Yeah, well, you probably.
No, it wasn't. It was.
Could have been me or Joe.
No, last episode was the episode where I was straight as a fiddle.
All right. Well, last episode.
Mixing metaphors now, are we?
What did we talk about last episode?
Last episode was our
fiddle as a fiddle,
or
straight as an arrow.
We talked about our top games, worst games.
We talked all about 2012, right?
Yes.
All right. All about 2012. So
you know,
this
you got to lead me better than that.
I'm sorry. I'm new to this. This is only my 10th episode.
Maybe at 100 we'll be smooth.
Oh, clarification. I should mention my what was it? My under the radar runner up of the year, Binary Domain.
Mm.
That I went back and replayed. I bought and played because I only played the demo before. Excellent.
Wait.
So you're saying it was deserving?
It might have been deserving of beating XCOM because it was far under the radar.
We'll get to that.
Well, it's just an update for last episode. I'm done with it. I wanted to say. Buy Binary Domain. It's $20.
Bye.
All right. Well, this episode we're completely looking forward. We're looking forward to 2013. This is all about our predictions, what we're most looking forward to. We got a lot of predictions here. So what are we, 12 days into 2013? How has everybody's 2013 been? Has anybody bought any new games since
I predict
2013
I have
started?
AIDS.
I have not.
Susie must have bought some.
Yes, I bought a lot of games because we had the PC Steam sale for Christmas.
That's right.
So I bought a lot. I bought Ghost Recon Future Soldier, which is phenomenal, and a bunch of other games. Fallen Enchantress, which is a civilization fantasy type game.
Sounds like a World of Warcraft porn.
It's not. But
that's what it sounds like to me.
I also bought The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. We all bought
that. Yes.
The Walking Dead.
We are all playing that right now.
I bought a couple other games, but...
I already finished.
Well, you finished it. You play games like they're fucking going out of style.
I play games like they're meant to be played. Fast and furious. like Vin Diesel would want me to.
Fuck that bald asshole.
Why do you care about what he thinks?
Do you like Vin Diesel?
I think Vin Diesel's all right.
What?
What's wrong with
him? What was his last
movie? He's a decent action movie. I don't know. What was the last Vin Diesel movie I saw? Fast and Furious, I think. One with The Rock in it.
Bald angry guy? Drives cars?
Oh, Fast 5. That's the last one I saw. Okay. Fast 5.
What else has he done?
I don't know. Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
Many Men?
He did like that Triple X movie.
Men.
Yeah, probably Many Men, too.
He did what?
The Rock
X
probably
Pitch
raped
Black
him
movies?
On set of Fast
What's
5.
Up? Pitch Black?
I don't picture that happening.
You
Pitch know? Black, I like.
So you like Chronicles of Riddick or whatever
that was a
second movie
I like
one
that
was?
Yeah. So are you saying it was a willing sexual experience between The Rock and Vin Diesel?
No,
or
The Rock would never fuck
sex
Vin
at
Diesel.
All?
The Rock would never fuck Vin Diesel.
I don't know, that's a mental picture I don't want to have. Stop forcing me to have that mental picture.
Okay. I apologize.
All right, so anybody else buy any games in 2013?
I bought The Walking Dead and I bought Binary Domain.
I've bought many comic books.
Of course you bought comic books.
I have not bought any video
games. I got, what was it? Gunman Clive on 3DS. Neither of you guys would care about
that. Fuck that shit.
Gunman Clive on 3DS. It's in the eShop.
Yeah.
It's like $2 and it's
What's
amazing.
What's the 3DS?
3DS?
What is that?
Gunman Clive. It's a handheld console. You know, just, you know those
it
things
was
that
a
are
joke.
Dying out? It's like a dinosaur.
It was a joke. Do the symbol thing.
I will, but I'm new to this. This is also a new soundboard, so.
It wasn't worth the symbol.
Look at that thingy.
Did I mention I got a Vita?
Oh, yeah.
I think I did that last podcast.
Yeah, you did that
before.
Yeah,
you got that
before.
Sorry. 2013.
Yes. Have you bought any games since?
Binary Domain. That's it.
Francis, did you think
that's right. That's right.
Francis,
it's the best bromance of 2012.
Did you play it?
Big Bo and Dan. Yeah.
You played it?
I did. I played a lot of it. It's a good bromance.
No.
I like it.
Big Bo and Dan is not even the best part. Because the best part is when the girl comes in and they're like, damn. That's like tongue-in-cheek humor. It's like a spaghetti western, like Japanese style.
Oh, it's
Francis is
going to
do the same thing
excellent.
With that game that he does with every game. He plays it for 5 hours, and he's just like, it's so good. Hey, Francis, did you ever finish that game? No.
Whoa, you're going to bust on him for not finishing a game? Aren't you forcing Halo 4 back to his house because you just can't bring yourself to finish it?
Yeah, but he does that with every game, though.
No,
I just don't like Halo 4.
I have a list now.
You're lost.
I've organized my life.
I'm just saying, there's a level near the end where there's a spaceship scene. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, but I just don't. It's just not my thing.
Oh, I mean, like where you pilot the whatever it's called.
All right.
There's another game. I'm sure Francis played that game for like 6 hours and hasn't touched it since.
No, I have a list now, so I have to beat all these games before I stop playing another one.
Did you actually make a physical list?
I did.
I did too.
Yeah, because I have to.
I have a pile of shame list on my iPad, and I'm like, okay, I got to get to that.
Yeah.
I get to that.
And nothing. I can't play anything else until something comes off. So.
All right, well, before we launch into 2013, we're gonna go back and live in the past for a few more minutes.
Yes,
for
please.
Our next game. All right, so the game this episode is called Who's Your Daddy, because I thought that was funny. And
but I'm bummed. Who's your daddy and what does he do?
All right, so what's going to happen is
I don't have that sound clip?
I don't, I'm sorry.
Bullshit.
Who's your daddy and what does he do? Stop eating other people's lunches.
Get to the chopper.
Do that again.
Everyone do their obscure Schwarzenegger references. I can't believe they're
here
as their leader in California.
Rubber
that
baby
blows
Pocky Bumpers.
My mind.
How do you know? He could be a nice intelligent man.
You want that man leading you?
Just because he talks
you
weird.
Unless I'm getting to a chopper, I don't want to take any advice from him. All right, well, anyways, what's going to happen is I'm going to read the titles of
three. See you at the party, Rickster.
Does that, what's that band called? Austrian Death Machine?
Yeah.
the guy that, as I lay dying, does like all the song.
Austrian Death Machine.
Austrian Death Machine. It's phenomenal.
Okay, listen to me. I'm gonna ask you one time nicely. I need your clothes, your boots, your motorcycle.
Going to play a wonderful game called Who Is Your Daddy and What Does He Do?
Alright, I'm going to read the title of three different video games, one at a time. The first game is going to be fairly obscure, the next one will be less obscure, the last one will be a game released in 2012. You guys are going to have to try to guess who the publisher of these three games were.
A game released in 2012?
The last game I read released in 2012. Three. Now, to guess, you guys are going to have to ring in.
You're probably going to have to read the directions again because I just burped all over you.
I'm not going to read these again.
I'm sorry.
If you guess after I read the first game and you get it correctly, you get 3 points. You guess after the second game, you get 2 points. Guess after the very last game, you get 1 point. You only get one ring in, so if you ring in and you're fucking wrong, you're done for that question.
Is there a punishment for this game?
Oh, I don't know. You guys are supposed to come up with
I
that.
I think you have to chug a beer if you lose.
That's awful.
Do we have beers down here to chug?
Yeah.
And we'll chug one of Roger's Bud Waters.
All right, is everybody going to agree
gonna
to
lose,
chug a beer?
I'm going
to
lose, so I'm chugging a Bud Light because okay. I already know I'm going to lose.
I'll chug it slowly.
Of Bud Waters.
All right.
Wait, do you get the points deducted if you don't? If you guess wrong?
Good job.
Wait, just before I answer that, you almost took off Susie's head with your
Are
hand right there.
Are points deducted if you guess wrong?
No.
So you come on, give me that.
No,
give
no,
me that hope.
If you get wrong, you're just out, and other people get a chance.
Oh, he's out. So the first person out.
You're out for that question.
Oh, just that question.
All right, yes. Let's get us
no,
going.
You should deduct
get us
points.
Underway.
I'm not deducting points. Fuck
well,
off.
I
made this game.
We already know the loser of this game. Me.
All right. Well, to ring in, it's going to be you're going to have to shout out something.
Oh, you're liking this game?
Just for the record, you do not shout out your ring-in word and then your answer right off, so I don't want to hear any cock General Knox.
Okay, so what's our ring-in word?
Well, the word bank here, you can either choose one of two things. You can either choose the name of a celebrity that died in 2012 or a term invented in 2012. Would you guys rather do dead celebrities or a term? I think the terms are funnier, personally.
The term.
Most of the terms, then.
All right, the terms.
Fucky.
All right. I'll start with Susie. You have your choice of these terms. Gaylicious, Amazeballs, YOLO,
oh, yeah.
The Zings, which is apparently a hangover, Alcoholiday, which is my favorite, or Mellencamp, which is a woman who is too old to be considered a cougar.
Yeah. I know what I want my term to be.
Well, Susie gets first choice.
You didn't list off mine.
Let's go with Gaylicious.
Ah, Francis stole mine.
Right. So Susie is Gaylicious. Roger, you said you
I want... Because you know that Doritos commercial where that girl walks in with the dudes playing poker?
No.
And, like, she's constantly winning, and all of a sudden at the end, like, the guy's like, I'm all in, and she's just like, bazing! I want bazing.
No.
Bazinga?
I'm not going to allow bazinga to be said on a podcast that I host.
From Big Bang. No. Big Bang Theory?
No. No references to
what
Big Bang Theory
choices?
In my show. Amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
YOLO. Amazeballs. All right. You're Amazeballs. Joe.
YOLO!
Joe's YOLO.
It's so awful, I have to use it.
It's an acronym.
Beginning of our game.
Shoot from the hip, Skip.
All right, I've explained how we play. Everybody's ready to play?
Yes.
Right. Hold on, let me make sure we're recording.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay, we are.
All right, well, back to being
thank you.
First game of 2012. All right, everybody ready?
Yes.
Okay, this first game.
Wait, what's my chime in word again?
YOLO!
It's not bazing.
No, you are alcoholic.
Amazeballs.
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 All right. Ready?
Amazeballs.
If you get it wrong, you're out for that question. You don't hear the next two more obvious ones.
Okay. It's between you and me, Francis.
All right, so the very, the first one?
Yes.
It was released in 1990.
Wait, I thought it was going to be games from 2012.
The
no.
very last one
obscure,
I read was 2012.
Less obscure, three. And one released from 2012.
Oh, well, what were we guessing? The developer?
Son. Yeah,
the publisher. Where are you?
Where are you? Who right. is your daddy? What does he do?
All right, here we go. James Pond, Underwater Agent.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I remember that game.
Fuck that game.
It's not Konami, is it?
Well, you have to ring in,
say,
ass
you
fuck.
You have to say Amazeballs.
Anybody?
You shithead.
Nobody ringing in?
No.
No.
Okay.
Unless he was right. Then he'd be like, oh no, Konami!
The next game, this was 2009, a little more
ooh.
Obvious. The Saboteur.
Gaylicious.
Susie?
EA.
You are correct.
EA was around whenever that game came out.
Electronic Arts has been around since like 1986.
Yeah, have they?
They did sports games.
Yeah.
They've been releasing shit since then.
Yep. EA Sports. It's
that's
in
why.
The
they're growing big, fat, yeah. and stupid.
All yep. right, Susie, you get 2 points for that.
Fuck you.
Thank
friend.
You.
I guess Susie's going to win.
Yes, Susie.
Especially since you use PC games.
Unstoppable.
I just want to yell YOLO.
PC
works.
Games?
Is right. the Saboteur a PC game?
No.
No.
Everything.
Okay. Came out, it like slid under the radar.
2009. All
right,
ready?
There's no suspense in this game because everyone knows I'm going to lose.
Would you stop saying that and think about it?
I'll hit you with a Rolo, right?
All
right,
this one's more recent. All right.
Rolo!
2003. All-Star Pro Wrestling 3.
Oh! YOLO!
Joe?
THQ.
Incorrection.
Oh, so funny for you.
Anybody else?
Negative.
No? No? Nothing.
Negative Ghost Rider.
Okay. Next
Yuki!
One. You're out. All right.
Is it Yuki?
This is 2006. Children of Mana.
Gaylicious.
Susie?
Square Enix.
Hadouken!
That's 4 points total for Susie.
Offended that I got that wrong.
Scores 4-0-0.
Excellent.
Oop, didn't mean to do that.
So wait, what if there's a tie at the end?
I don't know. You guys have to gay wrestle. I don't know.
Take off your pants,
shirt
cock, and
then
fight.
Come on. Come
it,
on.
It does not look like there's going to be a tie. The way
we have to fight while
right
shirt cocking.
What do you mean?
The next one.
Tie for last place.
2006. 24 the game.
24 the game? Who would make such a game?
Anybody?
I want to say it, but what's my ringing thing?
We don't want to say it.
Amazeballs.
Amazeballs. Yeah, you
just
rang in.
Give an answer.
You just rang in. That counts.
Okay,
you,
what's say it again?
24 the game.
Activision.
Hadouken!
Oh, man, that's what I was going to say.
Damn it.
All right, so Roger is out. You're going to be mad, too. All right, ready? This is in 2010.
It's not Gearbox, is it?
Gearbox is a developer.
2K.
All right, ready? You guys. 2K. 2010. Mafia 2.
YOLO! Ah,
damn it.
That'd be Joe.
2K.
Hadouken!
You are correct, sir.
Dramatic pause.
2 points for Joe. Joe's on the board.
The only reason I know that was because all the 2K stuff is on sale on Xbox Live, and one of the tabs was Mafia 2, and I was like, oh, huh?
How much was Mafia 2 on sale for?
I don't know.
Probably like 10, 20.
Yeah, probably 9.99.
20 bucks.
Was it good?
I don't know. I
heard my first one was supposed
to
be amazing.
I thought you said you downloaded
it. No, I saw it on Xbox Live.
Saw it.
Under the sales.
So I'm going to lose.
Next question.
Okay.
All right, this is an old one. 1992. So think back. You'll catch the days when things were better.
Okay.
When Bush was in office.
Okay.
Kimberly Amber Thiessen.
Die Hard.
Gosh. I remember playing that game on PlayStation.
This gets you 3 points if you get it for this.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't for PlayStation. It was for Super Nintendo.
Nothing?
No.
Die Hard?
Super Nintendo. Only one publisher.
Oh, I think I know what it is, but I'm not going to say it. I can't risk it.
All right.
YOLO! Acclaim!
You ring it in? What'd you say?
Acclaim?
Doom!
Joe, it was a good guess. You're out. I actually was going to put Acclaim in here, but like some of the...
It's like LJN, wasn't it? Fuck you. It was LJN.
I can't tell you who it was. All right. No other guesses?
Nope.
All right, moving on. 1998. Tenchu, Stealth Assassins.
Francis. Come on. Come on, Francis. Come on.
Anybody?
Come on, Francis.
Anybody? Hey, what are you doing on the computer?
Nothing.
Your eyes are darting all over the place.
I
just want to make sure you weren't Googling.
Fuck.
No?
I see the box in my head. I can't see the...
Tenchu, Stealth Assassins. One of the reasons I bought a PlayStation. Suffer and play that game. No? Sorry. Okay.
Wait, I'd have 2 points right now.
All right, I'm moving on. 2012. Looking in your direction, Roger. Ready?
Here it comes.
Angry Birds Trilogy.
Ballicious.
Yeah, Roger?
That's not your word. That's not your ringing word.
Oh, then I don't I didn't ring in.
Oh, no? You're taking
what
it back?
What was my word?
Amazeballs.
Amazeballs. Wait, no, because I'm going to say what I think it is, and it's going
to
be
you're
wrong.
You're supposed to say what you think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to ring in or not? This is only for 1 point. And
no, because it's not
one.
Rovio, because Rovio didn't make real games.
Jesus.
Okay, so you're not ringing in, I
no.
guess. Susie, you might as well ring in. You have nothing to lose.
It's not Midway. It's not Acclaim. It's not EA. It's not 2K.
Either of you guys can ring in. There's only one point, and you can't lose.
Amazeballs.
Okay, Roger.
Rovio.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. I'm going to go with... No, it's not Sega. It's
come on, Francis.
Konami?
No.
Incorrect, sir. It is Activision.
No!
Activision!
I want to say Blobs.
Blobs!
Why? Rovio is the developer.
Really? Activision?
Angry Birds?
Yes.
Did the trilogy.
Activision did Tenchu, whatever
really?
It is.
Yeah. They did the trilogy.
That game is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, so is your face.
Thank you.
Dun dun dun.
All right. Next, we're moving on. We're going way back here. Way back to the beginning of video games. This is 1979. Okay? The game is... Stop doing that!
Fisted!
The game is Adventure.
Oh! Oh!
What's your... Oh.
His is YOLO.
YOLO!
You're ringing in?
YOLO!
Yep.
Atari.
Hadouken!
You are correct, sir!
Damn it! What else could it be?
That is 3 points for Joe.
What else could it be?
I don't know.
Come on, it's old!
You took a very good educated guess.
I'm losing.
The next game was Indigo Prophecy in 2005, and the game after that was Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition from 2012.
The Enhanced Edition.
Yep, Enhanced Edition.
They didn't make Baldur's Gate.
No,
that was
BioWare.
They did not.
Published by
Interplay.
I checked and rechecked because I've been wrong so many times doing this game thing. All right, moving on to the next one.
How many core questions do we have?
There are two more after
so
this.
So I have potential to get in second place?
You can still win, yeah.
Okay.
All right, 1987, Maniac Mansion.
Amazeballs.
Roger.
Nintendo.
Gaylicious.
Susie.
LucasArts.
Hadouken, back you, you son of a bitch!
I would have also accepted Lucasfilm Games.
Oh, okay.
So, Susie takes the lead. He's got 7 points. Joe's right behind him with 5. And Roger, not so much.
Can we make this next question 5 points if I get it in the first try?
The next one?
Yeah.
If you get it in the first try, no, because it might be...
Give me 5 points if I get it right in the first try.
If you get it, I'll give you 4 points.
That doesn't even...
Only because it's you.
Do you want it or not? It's on the table.
No!
Okay,
I'd
fuck off.
Zero.
All right. Roger, even if he gets this right, gets 0 points.
All right.
All right. 1989. The game is DuckTales.
Amazeballs.
YOLO!
Roger.
YOLO!
Nintendo.
YOLO!
Good. I was going to give you 0 points anyway. Joe?
Capcom.
How do you guys know this shit?
Fuck you. That's how.
You know.
We look at box boxes.
That's because we play video games.
What do you look at again?
Box boxes.
Okay.
Bob Backlund's.
All right, Joe. Joe has just took the lead by 1 point.
We look at Pigback.
It is. Oh, Joe's got 8. Susie's got 7. And
we look at Winback.
I'm doing the game for Winback. Episode 11.
Roger is
unstoppable.
Roger's unstoppable at a 0 point.
It's going to be guess the Grant Morrison titles.
All right, the game.
Killing spree.
After Maniac Mansion, it was going to be Full Throttle, 1995, and then Kinect Star Wars for 2012. And Capcom was going to be Beautiful Joe
Abortion.
For 2003 and Res Evil 6 for 2012. This is the last publisher I'm going to read. Everybody get ready.
Wait, we have another question?
I'm ready.
No, this is it. This is the end.
Okay.
It's over for you. It's over, Johnny. Ready?
Yes.
All right, the first game, this should be fairly apparent if you think about it. Blades of Steel.
Amazeballs.
Roger.
Nintendo.
Really, you're going to say fucking Nintendo again?
Blades of Steel. Ah! YOLO!
Joe.
Konami.
Hadouken!
Oh!
First time!
Hadouken!
Nice work,
work. Remember the halftime show where they advertised all the other Konami games? Yes.
Really?
I don't know that.
Well played, Francis.
It was playable.
No, sir.
Good job. That was Joe. Joe had a commanding lead at the end with 11 points. Susie with 7.
I came back with those two.
Roger with a big fucking goose egg.
I'm doing the game the next day.
Drink your Budweiser. Glub, 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 glub.
I told you I was going to lose this game. Yeah. There was no suspense.
All right. Are you ready to chug this beer, Roger?
I will. All
right. Go for it.
Ready?
Chug. Chug. Roger chugging the beer.
Drink that beer.
Almost gone. Almost gone.
Put it in your gullet. Get the white stuff in there.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Whoa, whoa.
Beer chugged.
We gotta put your stats.
And Susie for winning. No, wait. Joe.
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 I'm sexy and I know it.
Go Francis. Go Francis. Go Francis.
But Joe won the game.
But
well,
he was dancing.
The song, to be honest.
He was dancing.
To be fair.
Hey, listen. Look, listen.
That's what yoga pants need. Yoga pants need a vagina hole.
No, I've seen
they should have
dick flaps videos with yoga pants and like the crotch is cut out. I don't know why that just negates my like of yoga pants.
Really?
No, they should have flaps, like dick flaps in like long johns.
Or like those, yeah, you know those like no,
just
no,
like
no,
a dick
no,
flap.
Those pajamas where they have the butt flaps.
Butt flaps? No, that don't look weird. Maybe if it was Velcro all around, then it would hold. No, you need something like structural integrity is a must for yoga pants. Like they have to be one solid.
That
unit.
Is true.
Yeah, you gotta be able to see the whole butt cheek. It's like a loser.
But yoga pants are all about the butt. If you had the Velcro part in the front,
no,
whatever,
just a little
like
flappy
vagina.
Flap would be fine.
Like the taint,
little flappy
the
flap.
Taint entrance area.
I worry
nothing
about
sexier than a taint.
I worry about the back badge, like the back badge being affected by that.
The back badge is no one likes back
the underclam,
badge.
If you will.
Yeah, like the back badge.
The underclam.
You know,
Anger
like
bacon underclam.
Yeah, like when you're looking.
Are you
like
recording
right at the yoga?
Yeah.
Bar.
Good. All right, now for the main topic of today's show, 2013, what we are most looking forward to. We kind of touched on this in the last episode, I guess, but we really didn't get too heavily into it. So does anybody want to go first? What are they most looking forward to in 2013?
Man of Steel.
Ah, okay, that's not a video game. That's
Roger's going
that's
first.
It's a movie. It's a Superman movie. I'm looking forward to it.
Is he wearing a cape?
Because the last few four-ish Superman movies were awful.
I like, what was it? What was the one where the guy came out of the sun?
No.
The,
Superman 4 Quest for Peace?
Yeah. I loved that, like, just because it was so silly. As a kid, I think it was the first Superman movie I saw.
What?
Yeah.
Foolish,
I have nostalgic love for that movie.
That movie, okay, so it was Superman 1 and 2 were good. Superman 3, I can't remember what Superman 3
2 was
about.
When he became human, correct?
Wasn't 3 the one with, like, that black comedian in it? Richard Pryor?
Yes.
Richard Pryor was in 3. It was awful.
So, like, those four were all right, but I would say 3 and 4 weren't as good as 1 and 2. And then they made, like, the modern-day Superman 1.
The awful one.
Yeah, were there two of those or just one?
No, there was only one. The Superman Ryan. Returns?
Yes. He was
awful.
He was the X-Men director. He left X-Men to go do that.
That was an awful movie.
It was terrible, I agree.
Brian Singer? What his name was?
The main character?
No, I'm talking about the actor, like, Brandon Rott. Like, remember when there was rumors that they had to, like, CGI his cock?
His dick was too big, so they had to Photoshop it down because his bulge was too enormous.
Fucking asshole. That's a great way to let every girl know that you're fucking hung like a horse.
Yeah, by the way, the guy
he's
on the
hung like
movie,
Superman.
I'd do that, too. I'd tell everyone they had to fucking CGI my dick, too. Even if it wasn't true.
That movie was awful. It was awful.
Pingers!
But when you have the Nolan name attached to a movie... Like, you have
well
to.
Well, he's
to.
Only...
Like, Chris Nolan's doing Man of Steel?
He's a creative consultant. The,
but didn't his brother or...
David Goyer, the guy who
wrote... Oh, David Goyer.
He wrote all three
Goyer
Batmans for
no,
Nolan.
No, he only wrote it...
Wrote it?
Wrote it. There it is. That's number three.
He only penned the second and third one. I don't think he did the first one.
That was for Wrote It. No, he did. He did all three.
But anyways, so Man of Steel. Definitely looking forward to that.
It's got like an all-star cast. There's Russell Crowe, Amy Adams, fucking Kevin Costner, and Diane Lane are the Kents.
Mm.
It looks really, really good. You know, Ben Affleck turned down directing Man of Steel.
Good.
They offered it to him and he turned it down.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben. You did us a favor.
Yeah, we're not going to forget Daredevil.
So Man of Steel, I'm definitely looking. That's going to be good.
Zack
Snyder's
directed.
No doubt
Zack Snyder did Dawn of the Dead.
David Goyer and Nolan.
300.
I think.
He also did Sucker
Watchmen.
Punch, though. So.
Yeah. Watchmen was all right. I mean,
Watchmen was great.
The Immortals.
It was all right.
He did the Immortals too.
I don't
too?
Think Watchmen was great.
You didn't like Watchmen?
The movie?
Didn't you say you really liked the ending of it? Didn't you really?
Yeah, that was the only part of it I liked.
The changed.
He liked
ending?
That they changed the ending, which was pretty good. After going back and reading the comic again after watching
the
movie.
The ending in the movie is definitely better than the ending in the comic.
It would have been very convoluted to make the comic book ending in the movie.
The comic book ending was stupid.
Wasn't there like a giant squid?
Alan Moore should have been slapped in the face before that was released. They should have slapped him in the face and be like, Alan. Alan.
There's a lot of reasons to slap Alan Moore in the face.
No. And he'd be like, what do you mean? Be like, Alan, no. Just change it. And he'd be
well,
like,
he
I'm not going to change it.
He had to tie in Dr. Manhattan leaving the whole, you know, the entire world getting together. And I thought they tied it up nicely at the end. But you didn't like the rest of the movie?
It was just a carbon copy of the comic. It was like... I didn't.
Which, if it wasn't, wouldn't people complain? Like, oh, it's nothing like the comic.
No, see, that's where people got it wrong. Like, if you're going to do an adaptation of a comic book of anything, or of a video game, you need to make it your own thing. It's not going to work if it's an exact copy of the fucking thing that you're copying.
No, I think I agree with you, because, like, it's a different media, so it should be changed.
Just
like
Batman,
Walking Dead?
If Batman Begins was an exact copy of Frank Miller's Year One, I don't think it would have been that good. Like, Nolan made it his thing. He was like, I'm going to read that. I'm going to read Long Halloween, and I'm going to make it my own.
So you don't think it would translate well from one media?
No.
If
you're
going
to take influence or something, don't copy it. Make it your own thing. That's what I
think. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Like Snyder did with the ending to Watchmen. Why didn't he do that with the whole movie? Why didn't he make the whole movie his own thing?
Well,
because the movie was
the
good.
Ending?
Yeah, the movie
the story
was good.
It was all right.
Fuck you.
You know, right.
I don't necessarily like Watchmen as a comic book as much as everyone else does either.
Yeah, I love Watchmen. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
All right, hold on. Bringing it. Didn't mean to do that.
Anyways, more anticipation.
Well, General Zod is one of the characters in Man of Steel, and Viggo Mortensen was turned down for General Zod.
What? Yeah,
Viggo Mortensen is not a good Zod.
History of Violence?
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings?
He has blonde hair.
Viggo Mortensen's awesome, and I cannot believe
he has
turned
down
for General Zod.
I would turn him down, too. General Zod has black hair.
They can dye that
Yeah.
It's new technology. You hear about it?
Dolph Lundgren should be Zod.
No, you got to keep it real. You got to keep it real.
I I don't mean to be playing this.
But keep doing it anyway.
I know, I'm sorry.
But other anticipations, Grant Morrison's Multiversity. Definitely comic books, looking forward to that.
Why? Why are you looking at Multiversity? Tell us about it.
Because Grant Morrison's writing it.
Just that's it?
No, and it's about, like, multiple
balls and cock
and all
universe.
That stuff. It's far-scaping stuff.
Farscaping?
Yeah.
I didn't think that show.
Looking forward to...
Farscape,
the
TV show?
Couldn't get into it.
Jeff Lemire is taking over Green Arrow at DC, and, like, I'm actually going
to
buy
a
Green Arrow comic now.
That's good to hear.
Because Jeff Lemire is writing it, and Jeff Lemire is top-notch.
When's that happening?
Issue 19.
Disagree. Okay. I'm going to have to write
issue
that down.
Issue 19, he's taking over. It's going to be awesome. Video games, Bioshock Infinite.
Yes, Bioshock Infinite looks fantastic. It's one of the games I'm most looking forward to as well.
Also looking forward to PAX East 2013.
Yes, that is
going to
be awesome.
Yeah, who the fuck isn't?
We are going to happen to PAX East. I cannot wait for it.
We are going to happen to PAX East?
Yes
we are.
Great.
Next year is going to be about keeping us out.
Hey, 8-Bit Proof is just shirt cocking all of... That's our cosplay costumes, shirt cocking.
Shirt cocking?
Yeah, the whole time.
If we wore just tan nylons that matched our skin tone and then just wore the 8-Bit Proof shirt?
Yes.
With, like, leaves over our balls?
Yes.
Shirt cock the whole... Shirt cock day three.
Google it, kids.
Shirt cock day three, because if we get kicked out, it's only day three.
All you wear is a shirt and show your cock.
I know what it is.
PAX East.
Maybe the listeners
is
don't.
It's not gonna survive.
T-shirt and cock and balls. Shirt cocking.
I just hope to be able to leave the convention center under my own power this year.
I hope you kill.
It was pretty embarrassing last year when there was a wheelchair and.
There was a wheelchair.
Cops were involved. Yeah, I didn't tell you.
No, you told me.
I thought I knew about it.
I remember the hotel incident.
All right. Well,
when you told me, you were like, listen.
I was very
embarrassed
like,
you were
for
like,
months.
Don't fucking tell anyone about this. And
I thought
like,
I drove everybody
happened?
Home
you were
last
like,
year. You were like, by saying don't tell anyone, that's like, I'm going to tell them eventually. I just want you to know first.
Yeah, he was like, don't tell anyone. But like, when Julia picked me up.
Yeah, I'll tell the story.
Okay, but
let me tell the entire internet now
and
that
I'm
not as embarrassed.
On record that I did not tell anyone.
I appreciate it. But last year, it was a Saturday. We were all at PAX East, and we all went to the Whiskey Priest, and we were all just fucking drained after that entire day of walking around looking at games.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of drinks, and you guys went home, and I went to a recording of a podcast at the bar. And last year, or the year before that, they would only serve beer at the bar. And I'd been drinking whiskey at the Whiskey Priest, and I walked up, and I was like, do you guys have whiskey? And they're like, yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, fantastic. Let me just keep this whiskey drinking going. About halfway into the Laser Time podcast, I was bombed, and I don't remember any of it.
Somebody slipped you a Mickey.
Probably, because I blacked out. I have vague memories of, like, a security guard and a cop asking me what I've taken and, like, what my name was. They wheeled me out of the convention center in a wheelchair. My wife had to come pick me up. Apparently, I lied to the police about my name.
Why would you do...
I have no idea why I did that at all, but...
It was the whiskey talking. Secret Agent Corey.
It was pretty bad, and... I'm lucky that, like, I guess my wife was calling me, and I couldn't answer my phone, so the cop pulled the phone out of my pocket and talked to my wife, and they dumped me from the wheelchair into the car.
Wow.
Yeah, I was pretty embarrassed.
Must have been hell to pay when you got home.
Drunk.
Yeah, I have zero recollection of me being on that podcast at all, so when I listened to it, it was pretty cringeworthy. So I hope to leave under my own power this time. So, Roger, you have any other
small hopes?
What's up?
Predictions? I don't know. Something on your computer looks very interesting.
Yeah, what is it?
I do not have any other predictions.
Well, it was interesting.
Is
like,
it Kate Upton Cities?
No, it's not.
No.
Nikki Sim.
Oh! Nikki Sims. Why are you looking at her right now?
Because you were boring me with your story.
Wow, that's kind of
wow.
Mean.
I already knew
wow.
That story.
What a dick.
My apologies. Roger, do you have anything fascinating to say?
No, I don't.
Oh, cool story, bro.
Hey, Jeff Lemire is ready to greet Arrow.
He is.
I'm excited.
Excellent. You should be
of the show. Because,
Hey, thanks for chiming in.
His Animal Man is fucking off
you're
the charts good.
Man.
Oh my god,
the
who
good.
The hell cares?
About right. 300,000 people who buy
oh
the comic.
Oh my god, who the hell?
About anything you have to say.
Spider-Man 700 was a top-selling comic of fucking December.
I'm a little hurt by what I was saying.
Do you know how much Spider-Man 700 cost?
$3.99.
$7.99.
Yeah,
$8?
Yeah.
What? Fuck
you,
Marvel.
And Marvel, like, won to, like, money share and, like,
no wonder everybody was pissed.
What?
My wife has a subscription, and they didn't send it to subscribers.
Wow.
They sent
$6.99.
Yeah, because it was $8. which is horse. Well, people who subscribe are loyal fucking customers. Yeah. And they won't send them 700.
Marvel's a douche about that stuff. Marvel's comics like average $3.99.
We'll get to Spider-Man. I had things to say about Spider-Man.
Susie, Angry Man.
What are you looking forward to in 2013?
Well, the most recent or the most upcoming is Gears of War Judgment.
No, it's not.
Well, that I'm looking forward to.
Devil May Cry.
No, I can't get
it. Yeah,
I'll probably get that when
next
the price.
Week, right?
Yeah, I'll probably get that when the price drops. It does look really good, but I have a pile of shame, much like Corey does.
Yeah,
so
I do too.
I have to get through it. And then after that, it's Neverwinter, which is a free-to-play MMO in the D&D universe, which plays it's action-oriented. So you're not sitting there and clicking on dudes and hitting one. You're getting in there and
like jacking dudes off.
Yeah, it's more action-oriented, so it's awesome. Then there's Rome Total War 2, Elder Scrolls Online. And
oh, yeah, I forgot about Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, so that should be really good. Rainbow Six Patriots. And most looking forward to...
If you
to
say Dragon Age 3, I'll stab you in the neck.
No, it's on the list, but I'm not going to say it. Project Eternity, you should probably buy that first. But Star Wars 13 is probably what I'm looking forward to. There's no lightsabers. There's no Jedi.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
You're a bounty hunter.
There's no more Jedi stupidity. That's not what Star Wars is about. It's about a fair balance between everything, and it looks awesome.
Well, when they announced that LucasArts has sold to Disney, that was like...
Yeah.
It was in limbo for a little while.
Yeah, I was pretty happy that they did that, so we don't have to deal with... George Lucas is terrible.
I was worried it was going to be just totally shut down, like the project was. But
oh, really?
Bob Iger came forward from Disney and said that like all current projects will move forward, and like Disney was only going to develop in-house casual and mobile games.
Yeah.
All you know what he considered hardcore games would be licensed from now on.
Right.
Which I think is a good fucking sign.
Yes.
So I'm pretty excited about Star Wars.
Yeah, it's good that they're gonna. Star Wars prints money, and it's good that they're gonna make. Probably, I hope they make a TV show. That'd be phenomenal.
There's still no release date for 13-13 either. It's just
it could be whenever. So
whenever they need the money.
No, you know what? I hope they take their time and make a good game.
So. It looks good. That E3 video looked fucking fantastic. Like people were talking about.
It looks
next gen.
Yeah, that's probably why it looked really good.
What do you think? Do you think it's next gen?
Yeah, there's no way it's current gen. So
there
I think
go,
it's gonna
buddy.
Be a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guy who just returned to the room.
Well, I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
I'm sorry,
that
the illusion's broken.
I have no doubt that the gameplay is going to be
suspension
top-notch.
Of disbelief for radio, please.
All right, Joe, do you got anything you're looking forward to in 2013?
Devil May Cry comes out on the 15th. That might be out by the time this podcast goes up.
I thought the new character build kind of pissed you off.
It did, but it's different. I played the demo, and the demo's really good.
His hair changes color.
His hair does change color. So.
What is mood?
To white?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. See, like I saw the trailer and I was like, yeah, this guy's kind of douchey.
Yeah,
but I never really felt that beholden to the whole emo white haired look either. So
I don't know why they did it.
Wait,
I don't know why Capcom did it.
Why is white hair cool?
You need to change.
It's just how Dante was. Dante had like a bowl cut, like a white bowl cut, and now he's at like fucking frosty tips.
Frosty.
Yeah,
he
looks awfully gay.
He looks like
from Twilight.
Went out in the early 90s.
But the thing that's cool about it, play the demo, is like the landscape is always fucking crumbling and shit all around you. Like the whole world is like cracking and like moving all the time. It's crazy.
It looks very God of War battles too. Like
yeah, no, it's the same Devil May Cry type of like trying to string everything together in really fast motion. Dead Space 3 is coming out, but I'm not at all excited about that.
Not excited for Bro Op?
No, I don't care. I don't care for Dead Space 3.
Brower.
Crisis 3 is coming out too. I don't care for that. Aliens Colonial Marines though.
Well, I know you have a lot to say about that, but Dead Space, there's a thing you can go onto the Dead Space website and you can get early access to
with a demo.
Yeah, the demo.
Yeah, I think I signed up for it, but I'm not interested.
Can I make an
uneducated comment about Dead Space 3?
I can't wait. You never played the second
like,
one, but don't
like the comment.
I don't think you played any of them.
Dead Space 1.
You didn't play any of them.
He played
like,
one, but he didn't finish it.
I remember Dead Space 2 was along the same lines as Dead Space 1, but like, when did like Dead Space become so douchey?
3.
Yeah, honestly, no, you're literally
like,
at the bottom floor of douchiness.
Well, this
right
is
now.
All. This is our speculation from looking at the trailers.
Yeah, like everything about it, the ads about it, it just screams douche to me.
They jumped into co-op and they're like, "Hey, happened. Get with a friend. The fear isn't in it anymore. We want you to have fun,
yeah,
huh?
You don't have to. It's your choice. You don't have to if you don't want to."
Well, listen, like I want to play the game that's built around a single player experience, or it's a fucking two-player game. It's one or the other. You can't like have like a
well, it looks
a two-player
more
game
too, which that's what bothers
too,
me.
Too started to get more action.
It looks dumb.
It took off the map.
I miss survival horror. Like true survival horror is awesome, and there aren't a lot of survival horror games anymore.
Like Silent Hill.
Silent Hill was great,
nice face.
And it had choices that mattered.
Ew.
But that's a whole other topic I don't want to get
fuck
on.
Your
but I'm gonna. I'm definitely getting Aliens. I already. They actually pre-ordered the fucking collector's edition, like the full-on.
Maybe I'll go on Amazon and do a little clicky-clicky-clicky.
If this game sucks, I'm going to be pissed.
Castlevania Lord of Shadow, I might buy that.
That looks good.
I might buy it. God of War Ascension, I'm skipping. StarCraft 2, I'm getting. Last of Us 2. Last of Us comes out
in May.
Yeah,
I had that too.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
That game looks good.
Yeah, huh, Ubi?
Hey, it comes out February. When's it come out?
May 7th.
Ubi.
Last of Us or no.
Ubi,
Colonial
Ubi,
Marines.
Sub-Ubi.
Who's got the booby? February.
Thanks for that, but what day?
I'm done. February.
I don't know, probably
let me
fuck
see,
off.
I'll tell you right
that's
now.
That's when it comes out.
Being February 12th.
No reason.
One month from today.
Okay. My delivery estimate's February 19th to the 23rd.
No, that's cool. I'm getting 2 days for shipping for
I
free.
I don't care.
For free.
Either way, Last
Are
of Us.
Are you Amazon Prime?
No. They owed me that shit.
Last of Us?
They feel bad for me because of Borderlands 2.
Last of Us, is that your anticipation of 2013?
It's his, and I agree with him. It's a Naughty Dog game. They teased it in
Naughty Dog.
Uncharted 3.
Uncharted, yes.
Yes. It looks fantastic. And I really want another reason to fucking turn on my PS3, aside from Netflix.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I don't have one.
Besides Blu-ray or Netflix, why does anyone turn on their PS3?
Well, I think we have the investment in the Xbox. That's why. I know a lot of people, if you buy the PS3 first, that's what you're going to play. We have the investment in the Xbox.
Everyone who
that's
owns a PS3 owns an Xbox 360.
And that's not true. That's
guaranteed.
Not true. Dude, go onto forums.
Guaranteed.
Go onto forums.
It's not guaranteed.
Hey, a 13-year-old kid only has one console because his parents tell him to fuck off.
13-year-olds don't count.
And
who do you think fanboys are?
Reed
are
a boss.
Where came from? Wait, what?
Where do you think we came from?
Who's getting a Wii U?
I'm sorry. When I grew up, I only had one console, sir.
You know what?
That's where fanboyism comes from. People who aren't rich enough to be able to buy. They don't have disposable income to be able to buy
a
second console.
Somebody had the money to buy three when they were a kid, huh?
Yeah, I had a Sega Super Nintendo, so.
Wow. Well, I only had a Super
Nintendo. And a 32X.
You were a rich
kid. And a 32X. I did have the 32X.
You had a 32X?
Yes.
Had a, what?
Touch me.
I
am God.
Off! I can't believe you had a 32X. I wanted one of the
Another
worst
anticipation for 2013, potentially buying a Wii U.
Yeah, if the price drops, which the rumor floating around the internet is that the price will drop. And
I don't think I'm going to buy one.
I'm this close to buying
one.
This
could be the first Nintendo system that I don't buy, because I looked at my stack of games while I was redoing my like bookcase upstairs. I had bought 3 Wii games. In like the 6.5 years that I've owned that system.
Dude, the Wii blew.
I bought more GameCube games than I bought Wii games.
The
Wii GameCube.
Yes, you should have.
The Wii blew.
Yeah,
it just
there's
blew.
Nothing for it.
Watch Dogs?
No, there's tons of, like, I bought a ton of virtual console games. I bought like 20 of them.
Is that coming out?
Well, Watch Dogs
has that been confirmed?
It's TBA for 2013.
You know there's going to be a Halo 4.1 coming out,
I don't
too.
Know.
Halo 5.
I'm a little shaky on Ubisoft recently, so.
Yeah, as I say, it's Ubisoft Montreal, Roger's favorite developer.
Yes.
Wait.
And
did they do Far Cry?
Assassin's Creed 3. Far Cry 3, yes.
Which Ubisoft?
And they did AC3 as well.
Montreal did AC3
Ubisoft
too.
Montreal.
Fucking French Canadian fucks.
Either way, Watch Dogs is great, but it really looks like it's going to be next gen too. So it very well might not be a 2013.
I think the
release. South Park Stick of Truth?
No, determination has been
delayed
made.
Delayed from March 5th.
Determination
delayed.
Has been made.
TBD.
Still 2013, though.
Oh, somebody's got to buy that.
Wait, determination has been made that Far Cry 2 was better than Far Cry 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you that.
Hands down.
Better than Far Cry 3?
Yes, hands down.
No. I didn't play any of the previous
my
Far
My nostalgic
Cry,
remembrance of Far Cry 2 outweighs my present playing of Far Cry 3.
Yeah, definitely. Far
well,
Cry
you did
2
play 9
better.
Hours of Far Cry 3, like, in one sitting.
I did.
So I think you soured yourself on Far Cry
2.
No,
I played
quickly.
I played Far Cry 2 just the same way.
It was good, but I had zero connection to the fucking main character.
I didn't care about him either. Once I saw Citrus Titties,
I cared
more, though.
They were good. So
I cared more.
South Park The Sick of Root has been delayed again.
Yeah, somebody has to buy the property,
March.
I think, because THQ is a bankrupt.
THQ, listen, THQ had GoldenEye. They had all those wrestling games. How the fuck did they drop the ball?
You draw.
THQ has had some financial problems, but
they
are nonetheless still a good developer.
Bunch of assholes. Seriously.
Pokemon X and Y recently announced. Anybody? I didn't.
The Stick of Truth does not come out in a time.
Pokemon
like
X and Y. Anybody?
Yeah. Who cares about Pokemon?
Nobody at this
gotta
table.
Gotta catch 'em all.
However,
you know how many people at PAX are gonna care about Pokemon?
Yeah.
We gotta pretend we love that shit.
It's gonna, dude. There's,
Pikachu.
There's a huge
Raichu.
Following. It's gonna breathe new life into the 3DS, which makes
oh,
me
yeah.
happy.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
a lot of
right
sales.
When it's gonna start to dip in October, that's gonna come out, and
yeah.
I'm a 3DS. I'm heavily invested in the 3DS.
Should I buy a 3DS?
Don't do it. No.
Okay. Good.
No.
What about a PS Vita?
No.
You should not buy a handheld. I don't think
you
should.
Yeah, you're not a handheld type of guy.
You can't even decide on a new cell phone.
Yeah,
I can't. You're right. That's another anticipation of 2013 for me.
Handheld games really aren't geared towards your type of games.
3DS lately has been good for retro games. I've been downloading a lot of NES games on my 3DS. So. And Grand Theft Auto 5. I assume everybody's looking forward to Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, yes.
Not I.
GTA V?
I didn't like the last one.
Yeah, 4 wasn't that good.
Yeah, I didn't think 4 was good.
Really?
It got
I
boring.
I really enjoyed 4.
4 had...
And the expansions.
4 was kind of boring,
me.
But
Roger's
it had...
got a thought.
It had good missions. Like, that mission where you robbed the bank was top-notch.
The heat mission, yeah.
But, like, besides that one mission, like, there wasn't really...
Keep that microphone in front of you.
it wasn't really captivating.
I liked it. I was.
No, no. I really know you like it because you're a Grand Theft Auto fanboy. But
Whoa, dang you!
Fanboy.
That wasn't meant to be an insult. You are a Grand Theft Auto fanboy.
You're a Grant Morrison fanboy.
Yes.
I wouldn't call myself. Myself as a fan.
No, you are.
Fanboys using
for Grand Theft Auto.
He's a fan man. All right.
No.
I'm a fan man.
A fanboy cannot admit that
something
is bad.
Have you ever said anything
bad
about Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
What?
First two,
not the first, Drew. Those don't count for you. What about three, four,
or Vice City?
San Andreas. Have you ever said anything bad about them?
I don't know. Let's replay my entire life.
Say one thing bad about Grand Theft Auto 3, Vice City, San Andreas, or 4.
Or Chinatown Wars.
Chinatown Wars.
That was pretty good.
See? Oh, Chinatown Wars was awesome.
See? Listen to him.
Apparently, me saying something is awesome makes me a fanboy.
Say something bad about any of those.
You walked right into it.
Roger's such a child of the internet that he can only
say anything bad about him. Look at him. Say something bad about him.
Really, really poor graphics.
For which one?
3, Vice City.
At the days?
And,
in 2002?
That was pretty good at that time.
Don't be
stupid. Look, they were so jagged.
Look what he's pulling out of his hat. 2012 now. 13 now. They were poor graphics.
I pulled out something negative, and then I'm told that my negative isn't negative enough.
Yeah, because it was fucking ridiculous.
It was PS2.
Everyone agrees.
What do you want me to say bad about it? I liked the game.
Just so you couldn't get yourself attached to the character.
I'm a Borderlands fanboy. I'm a Grant Morrison fanboy. It's not a bad thing. You're a Grand Theft Auto fanboy.
I don't consider myself a fanboy.
You
are. The term fanboy.
No,
I'm a fan man, sir.
I don't.
It's so real to me.
Someone who's a fanboy cannot admit when something's bad.
You can't admit Grand Theft Auto 3 was
what
bad.
What part of Grand Theft Auto, the series, has been bad?
Theft Auto 4 was bad. Admit it.
No, it wasn't.
It was bad.
It
was poorly constructed.
Agree with my opinion.
What about it was bad?
Agree with my opinion.
Say something bad or I'm obviously correct in this argument.
You want to go out on a date? You want to go out on a date?
That would... Okay, you're right. You're right.
So you do say something bad about
it.
No,
you're right.
You're still a fanboy, though.
You said you're not a fanboy if you say something's bad. You brought up something that was bad. I agreed with you, yet you won't let go of the fact that I'm still a fanboy.
You gotta come up with something in your own court. Hang out. We're genetically superior.
You are a GTA fanboy.
Brucey was sweet, though. Brucey was hilarious.
See? Look at you.
Jump on it.
I liked Brucey, yes.
Okay, but me saying Brucey's sweet means I'm a fanboy.
No,
but when you say it,
GTA,
you're just a bearded
cock poker. San Andreas, I don't understand. I don't understand why San Andreas got so, high marks.
There was so much to do. It was so big.
It was like The Sims for murder and rapists.
Well, you gotta work out.
The exercise part
hot
sucked.
Coffee.
The exercise part sucked. I agree with you there.
Okay, so but
you
want some
hot
coffee?
So
GTA.
Even if
you are still a fanboy for GTA,
I think whatever happens right now, you will not back off the fact that I'm a GTA.
Who
fanboy.
Thinks Corey's not a GTA fanboy?
Not.
Yeah, he's not a fanboy for GTA.
I don't.
Thank
You're
you.
You're an asshole.
He's more of a
Xbox.
He's more of a
Roger right now. Is completely wrong.
He's more of a Microsoft Halo fanboy.
You said if I said something bad about Grand Theft Auto, which I have said several things. The exercise in San Andreas, you were right. What else did you say? The exercise in Grand Theft Auto.
Graphics, going on dates in 4.
Going
bowling.
Who's
your friend in that game? Your buddy from Eastern Europe.
Sometimes
cousin?
The load times
cousin,
are really
yes.
long.
Okay.
The load times were long. I downloaded it to my hard drive, so it wasn't that bad.
You are a GTA
fan. It was one time
it's
when
okay.
You said if I find
it's
things
okay.
I don't like,
no,
I'm not a fanboy.
No.
It was
disc-based.
I'm
it's still
okay.
a fanboy.
It's okay. You're a GTA
it's sad how much of an
I'm
idiot you are when it comes
fanboy.
To video games.
It's okay. It's okay.
But I'm not a fan. If there's
Joe's a Marvel fanboy. Susie's a Green Lantern fanboy.
I don't know
Star
if I'm a fanboy.
Diablo
I talk shit about Marvel
fanboy.
All the time. I don't like StarCraft.
If
Craft
something
that
is blatantly wrong with a product and you overlook it and say, no, it's still the best thing ever, then you're considered a fanboy.
You are a GTA. You are a GTA fanboy.
How? Because I really like it?
Because you're a fanboy.
What
you're an anal sex
fanboy.
Fanboy.
What?
What defines me as a fanboy?
You would marry GTA if it was a woman.
I don't know.
What? I don't even understand what that means.
It means everything you want it to be.
So you refuse to say something tangible about what makes somebody
listen,
a fanboy.
When have I ever been reasonable on this podcast?
That's true.
Okay, thank you.
That's true. Anybody have any predictions for
2013? I predict Xbox and PlayStation, the new ones, will announce that the potential for all digital is going to happen.
Penis.
That's what I see. I see Xbox, Microsoft, PlayStation going all digital.
That's what I see.
The potential for...
I think they're going to, drop some serious hints that they're not going to release physical copies of games anymore.
At all? You think
it's not up to them.
Yes.
You think the next-gen consoles aren't going to have physical copies?
Microsoft's already talking about like that they're just going to use the cloud service to do their games.
That's not up to them, though. It's the developer and the publisher that makes the game.
They have to get the developers to agree.
What do you mean? The developers
ones that release the games. Xbox doesn't release games. If Xbox wants to do all digital for their products, they can do whatever the fuck they want. But, like, EA's not going to stop giving out discs if people still buy them. I'm not going to buy digital copies.
Yeah, if there's a PS3 version or something.
I hate not having the physical copy.
I agree with you. There might be a digital copy available at the same time as a hard copy, but I don't think they're going to give it up yet.
But the way, like, I've been reading articles where the way they're talking is Microsoft's talking strongly about, like, not even, like, Xbox exclusive titles anymore, where they're talking about, like, they're going to release games. And it can be like a broad scope of things that can be released.
Hang on.
Steam is releasing a...
You read an article that Microsoft was not going to have any...
No.
You read an article?
Obviously they're going to make a new Xbox and they're going to release exclusive games for that new Xbox. But in the future, like Steam's making a system.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that. The Piston is what it's called right now.
Yeah, but like...
Steam Piston, I get it. Get the reference?
The way it's going is that like... Steam. Just make it digital and have it be multi-platform. Why? Why is there... fighting going on in video games.
I just don't think, like, I agree with, I bet every
Why
single
can't
game
Heavy Rain be on Xbox too?
Why not? Microsoft pays a shitload
of
money.
Okay, but Heavy Rain would have made much more money if it was on Xbox as well.
Sony Computer Entertainment made it.
Money. Yeah, but if Sony and Xbox were like, you know what?
Well, they want to attract people to that console.
They sign a contract.
I know, but if consoles weren't the issue anymore, and like,
I don't understand what you're saying at all.
Well, that's what happened to the Dreamcast. Now they have make games for both systems, like Aliens Colon Marine is published by Sega, isn't it?
2K, Gearbox, yeah, same thing.
No, Sega's doing the
RPG.
Sega's
basically 2K anyway.
Yeah.
My prediction is that we're going to get stronger confirmation that consoles aren't going to matter in the near future.
So you think there will be zero physical copies of games by next gen?
Just beam the games behind my eyes.
Next gen. I would say within 4 to 5 years that our idea of consoles is going to be drastically changed.
I bet if you want, by next gen, you could go completely digital. I bet there will be the option to do so.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. Yeah. But like, I believe in like the next 4 to 5 years that you could have a Steam box that's going to play Halo and it can play Heavy Rain on the same system.
You can have a Cleveland Steamer box.
Microsoft has got a
Cleveland
Steamer
and then some box.
That's Microsoft's flagship game series.
What do they care?
It makes them a shitload of money.
Okay, if Microsoft says, okay, you know what? We don't really care about consoles anymore. We're going to make the next-gen console, but after that, who cares? And they make Halo 10, right?
No, they wouldn't go from 4 to 10. That makes no sense.
Okay, the next-gen system's life cycle is going to be like 7
hairs.
Years, right?
Average life cycle of a console is 10 years.
These
last few consoles have gone longer than 10 years.
Okay, but you're telling me they won't be up to 10 by the time they get.
I do not think
system.
Microsoft will
okay,
sell.
Halo 6.
I can't even respond to him. You're hitting people at the table now.
Sorry, but like, okay, let's say Halo 7. Are you telling me? Okay, so how many did Halo 4 sell on Xbox alone?
I don't know.
Let's say 3 million.
Whatever.
Okay, so let's say if they could release it on a PlayStation system, they get the mic. I think they would get more sales.
No,
you don't tell me.
No, they would never do that.
The reason
why
I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
The reason for console specific games is because they want people. They will hype up their
game.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you.
Can I tell you why?
Can I finish?
My point is.
Can I finish?
No, my point is consoles aren't going to matter.
I don't understand.
Okay,
point
taken.
Okay. my prediction for the next year is along the same lines as his. As we're going to see the next gen consoles. We're going to get all their specs. But we're also going to see other consoles. Like, we're going to see the Game Stick, the PlayJam's Game Stick.
Yeah, but that's my point.
The Game Stick?
No.
Because you haven't heard exactly what I'm going to say, but whatever I'm about to say is your point.
I agree, yes.
I think you're just hijacking what I was about to say so you could further what you already said.
My point was that all these companies are going to come up with consoles where it's not going to matter anymore.
Hey,
it's the Vortex.
Yeah, it is the Vortex. You're absolutely right.
Steam's making
That's my
console.
Point. Look at the hand movement. That's my point. That's my point.
It's going to be
can
a line.
Can I make my prediction?
Yes. Go ahead.
My prediction is other companies are going to enter into the major video game. Roger's making faces at me now. Like Apple, I think Apple, even though they're not going to make a console, they're going to announce that they're going to introduce gaming into Apple TV, and I think they're going to start streaming gaming. I think the Game Stick is going to become larger, along with the Ouya, which I think
why wouldn't a company like Microsoft not take advantage of that? Why wouldn't Microsoft say, okay, Halo was an Xbox?
Because they want
why don't I want this on the Apple
system? Because they want to sell
whatever.
Their consoles as well. They make money
but
on their
that's
consoles.
That's what I'm saying.
Sales.
After the next gen, I don't think consoles are going to be. Because they lose money on consoles.
No, like, they don't always.
PlayStation hasn't lost money
on
their consoles.
They lost
console.
Money on the Xbox, and I think.
They make it back, though, with their sales on exclusives.
They make it back on their games.
And
on their games.
If you buy something for the Xbox, a certain amount of money goes to Microsoft. If you buy something off the live store, a certain amount of money goes to Microsoft.
So PlayStation,
if you're buying it through their company, you're buying it through the Xbox, they make money off of that. If they say Halo on PlayStation 3 and Xbox, they're going to make, like, whatever they make, a smaller amount on Sony than if
they... Yeah, because they're going to have to cut Sony into it.
And then, but then say everybody buys Halo on the PlayStation, but nobody buys it on the Xbox. Then they're frogged and they're out of that,
I'm just saying, after the next gen,
and nobody's going to buy their media center.
After the next gen, consoles aren't going to be as important to these companies, Sony and Microsoft.
No, I disagree.
Sony has lost money
too.
Hand over fist.
I also disagree.
Why hasn't Halo, Gears of War, or any other Microsoft exclusive been released on the PC? On a Microsoft operating system.
So you think exclusives are going to go away?
It's going to happen soon. And Gears of War has been released on PC. Remember Gears of War 1?
What about
had
2
to
and
like
3?
I don't know.
So do you think exclusives are going to go away? Is that what you're saying? Like
I think
console
so.
Exclusives?
Why wouldn't it?
I disagree, and I've said why, but I don't want to say why.
I think
again.
After the next gen, consoles aren't going to be as important.
So there's been significantly less console exclusives the last few years. There's been a whole lot less than they used to.
That's because they have to pay a shitload of money for them.
Like Square used to do just Sony, and now Sony, and they were like, listen, we can't make money if we just release these games on PlayStation. So that's why Final Fantasy 13 came up for Xbox, too.
It doesn't make sense. In a business sense, it does not make sense to have it console exclusive.
It does if you get a huge, fat contract like Rockstar did.
What if Jenna Jameson only did vaginal porn?
No, like, it doesn't make sense.
Like,
okay, can we move on to other people's predictions?
No, there's going to be next gen. Xbox is going to have a next gen. PlayStation is going to have a next gen. Correct?
Yes.
But I don't think that's going to be important after that. After the next gen, I don't think consoles are going to be important. Okay, I don't think it's going
to
matter.
Can we move on to other predictions?
I think you're going to see Halo on every fucking system in 10 years.
Wooka, 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 wow.
Didn't mean to do that.
Things have changed, man.
Thanks,
man.
Can we move on to other people's predictions?
Yeah, but just like what happened to music.
No.
Like, what happened to music?
That's 100% completely different.
What did happen to music?
Joe, do you have any predictions for 2013?
I'm predicting I'm going to play a lot of video games. I don't really have any specific ones.
They don't have to be video game specific, either.
I predict the new Superman movie is going to be fucking awful.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I think it's going to be terrible.
The new pictures I saw of it look awful.
I
hope it's good.
We all hope it's good.
It is Superman.
I hope it's good.
It's so tough to make a Superman story interesting.
It's going to be like a slow jam version of like Man of Steel. I mean, Superman Returns.
You can make a Superman story interesting, and I think like
it's not easy though.
Some of the teasers that we've seen have like started along the path where like I think a Superman story is interesting.
The idea. Did you see that part of the trailer where Kevin Costner was like, maybe you should have let those people in the bus die? You know, because it's more worth you staying secret about who you really are. Maybe
like
you should. I thought that was an interesting idea. Like, I think that it has.
Like, when you
potential.
Like conceptualize what it is to be Superman, that's when it's interesting. Like,
I did
in
not
All-Star
want to get
Superman,
into a back and forth about this.
In
you brought up Superman.
In All-Star Superman, you read
fucking
All-Star fanboy. Superman, right?
Yeah.
When like Lex Luger finally realized.
Lex Luger.
Like the pistol?
No, when Lex Luthor finally realized what it is
like
to be
super German.
Like Luger.
When they like. I think it was the last issue or the second to last issue.
It was the second book. It was
Lex Luthor finally like realized what
Lex
it is.
Lex Luger the
Superman.
Wrestler.
Like that's good stuff for Superman. Like
it's not easy to make a Superman
like
story.
Like that fucked Lex Luthor up in that story. Like
all right,
he
said Luger
all
right. Again.
Luthor.
Are you finished hijacking my
Luthor.
Predictions?
Like what else?
Are you finished?
When Luthor realized.
Are you finished, sir?
Sorry.
Does Superman weld things underwater? With his eyes.
Surprise,
motherfucker.
You baiting motherfucker.
When Lex Luger realized what it meant
listen.
To Superman.
All right, back to Joe.
Listen. Beautiful.
Roger.
Unstoppable.
I am unstoppable.
Joe, any other predictions besides Man of Steel?
I
bottle all you fucks.
I predict that Colonial Marines will be excellent.
I hope to fuck
I
so because I
right.
just pre-ordered it on Amazon.
I really hope you're right.
I think it's going to be excellent. Pretty bad. Francis, to you.
Susie?
Yeah, I hope it's good. They have a little bit of Left 4 Dead multiplayer mode, so I'm looking forward to that. If you guys all get it, we can all play it together. Anyways,
we'll get it.
Probably not two of us can be. It's drop and drop out Xenomorphs versus Colonial Marines.
I hope they have new game types in Colonial Marines.
Yeah.
If they have interesting game types.
Yeah, that should be good.
Like the
there is. There's like the hunter killer kind of mode. Like
yeah.
like two people are xenomorphs, and you can crawl on the walls and ceilings and shit. But they did that in the other one too. They did that in Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really care. I don't care for the multiplayer. I just want to play the single player and see the story.
Okay. All right, so my prediction.
I will play just to kill you with a fucking pulse secondary rifle. Jaw.
Just use acidy spit.
I don't want to acid spit. That's so fucking stupid. I don't want any dumb bullshit. I want to be like.
They're making
it. Have it be realistic. And I don't want them aliens. Stretching. I don't want them pushing the envelope just to have something like interesting to play a game
yeah.
for.
All right, so I'll go real quick. I'll do it real quick. Free to play. We're going to see a lot more free to play on consoles.
F2P.
Everywhere. Elder Scrolls Online, Neverwinter, big free-to-play MMOs. You know, there's some couple free-to-play games.
The term free-to-play
is
says
very
I have to spend more money.
Yes,
to me.
Free, pretty much free to try.
Free to play.
Guild Wars 2,
but not to be
Secret
good at.
World
yeah, it's
buy
like
to
offering
play.
A little bit of cocaine.
Yeah, buy to play is you know subscription MMOs, but like you have Dust514. I mean, you don't have to pay at all, but if you want to get better, you know, you got to put a little more money in. DC Universe Online, sort of the same thing. I think there was one or
didn't
two.
Didn't that come out like 2 years ago?
Yeah, but it
yeah,
was free to play.
That's right,
recently.
I know.
And then
I
one or
know.
Two games out on Xbox are free to play. And my other prediction
I know, Francis.
Is probably going to see a lot of smaller development studios. I think what they were saying in Assassin's Creed 3, there was a lot of money into that. And they
that's
say
not a small development studio.
Yeah, but they were saying that they put a lot of money into it.
Paying
there was a lot
yeah.
of effort, multiple different studios around the world. It's just saying it's not worth it for the return. So I think we'll see more creativity, more new
yeah,
games,
yeah.
and hopefully less sequels sorry. In the future.
Yeah, less sequels, I hope, but I don't think is yeah. going to happen. I also think, I know this is probably not going to be something you want to hear, but I think the PS Vita is going to fail miserably.
Yeah, probably. But I have Persona 4, and that's the best game I've played in a long
I
time.
I hope you
so.
Get a lot of enjoyment out of it, but yeah. I think, aside from Monster Hunter in Japan, I yeah. think the PS Vita is going to go down
yep.
in flames.
Didn't the other PS,
that's why
PlayStation,
PlayStation Go?
PSP.
Yeah, didn't
yeah.
that drop balls,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, it
well,
sucked.
It was different, though.
That's because well, they're not doing enough for
Sony
it.
Stopped supporting it like that, and
because it was, guess what? All digital.
Hopefully
there
is Killzone on that before they close down.
Well, I think,
down.
Hold on. Before Roger hijacks what I was about
no,
to
no,
say.
No, I'm not going
to
hijack.
I think Sony's going to stop supporting the PS Vita before the end of 2013, and I think they're going to start making software for mobile games.
It's a really nice console.
Can we discuss
though.
That Sony
really
nice.
It looks
might
sweet,
not be
light?
Sony should
light.
Just make
yeah,
a smartphone,
they really
like a decent
to.
Smartphone,
no,
like Microsoft Windows Phone.
Can we all admit
I
that
think
Sony
are going the way of the dinosaurs?
Yeah, I know, but yeah. if Sony made like Sony Ericsson made like
yeah,
a phone a while ago, but it wasn't a true.
Well, the
PlayStation
DS will
phone.
Be strong.
They should let's do a PlayStation phone that has like I don't know Droid OS or whatever, and then they can just or they make their own, just like Windows.
I thought they already did that.
No, that was the Sony Ericsson one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't... That was, like, bullshit. It was, like, a half-assed thing.
Listen,
no. Get rid of Vita.
It was, like, a new N-Gage.
Yeah, they should yeah. have, like, get rid of the Vita and have, like, a fucking PlayStation phone that's a fucking phone. Because the Vita is a fucking... It's a tablet. It's a phone.
Yeah. I want to buy an N-Gage.
Why don't they just do it the right way? Make a
let's
fucking phone, get a contract,
let's
and play
just
a
admit
on it.
That Sony is just not that good of a company
no.
anymore.
They're stupid.
Well,
they're stupid.
What they did wrong
that's
is
a pretty blanketing statement.
Well, just admit they're not that good of a company anymore.
Well, coming out in charge...
No, I think that's way too blanketing of a statement.
Dude, they lost hand over fist on PlayStation 3. Money-wise. Hand over fist. Hand
they,
over
well,
fist they,
have,
they lost
they
money over that.
They fired console. The old guy. There's a new president. And hopefully he'll be
Sony
more focused.
Sony almost went bankrupt.
Yeah, well,
Sony,
they have new management.
Sony almost went bankrupt.
Yes, well, they have new
Microsoft
management.
Smart Glass. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Before we go on, I have one more thing to say. For 2013, I think Peter Parker is going to return as Spider-Man.
Oh, big fucking surprise!
It's not shocking. These aren't shocking predictions.
He isn't going
to
return?
Spider-Man is going to eat it before the end of 2013. And I think he's completely going to be back as Spider-Man. I
who's
think
the
Dan Slott
who's
is
the
not
new
going to be
who's
writing
Spider-Man.
Doc Ock.
What?
Doc Ock is in the his brain is in the body of Peter Parker right now in Superior Spider-Man, and now he's trying to do good.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It was like I stopped reading it like 6 months ago.
Spider-Man 700, I guess the gist of it is what that. Doc
sorry,
Ock's
spoilers by
Doc
the way.
Doc Ock's brain was in Peter Parker's body.
Doc Socks.
And like Peter
Doc
Parker's...
Socks. If I buy another cat, I'm going to name it Doc Socks.
And Peter Parker's brain was in Doc Ock's body, right?
Yeah, they switched
bodies. And Doc
bodies.
Ock died,
yes,
the body.
Correct.
And like, all of a sudden Doc Ock had a revelation while he's in Peter Parker's body because he got... memories. He's like, oh my God, being Spider-Man is so significant.
Yeah, now I'm going to do good.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to be the best Spider-Man ever.
And Superior Spider-Man. Slott said, like, everyone was going to be all pissed off, and, like, he
fuck.
Was right.
At least
and
DC yeah. hasn't done something stupid like that.
Never. Never.
When have they done something as stupid as that?
I don't know. I don't want to bring up Wikipedia right now.
Bring up
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
It took me, like, 5 minutes to come to grips with what you just said. So stupid.
It
I agree.
Stupid.
And
it's as dumb as Ultimate Spider-Man replacing Peter Parker.
It's as dumb as thinking that they
no
can
reason.
Kill Superman. A DC character.
Wait, what?
Superman dying and then four Supermans coming back. Yeah. That was pretty stupid.
Not as stupid as Doc Ock being in Peter Parker's brain.
Still pretty
that's
stupid.
Brainless.
Not as stupid. Okay. I'm sorry, but that's not as stupid.
My spider senses are starting to tingle.
Not me. I did not fire.
Are we ready?
Yes, go.
Are we back?
Coordination has started.
All right, good. We're back. All right, now we have a quick celebrity death pool for 2013.
Yes.
Who we think is going to finally bite it in 2013?
I already forget mine.
All right.
My money's on Lindsay Lohan and or Nick Nolte.
Which one do you think will go first? Which one do you think is more of a surefire bet?
I'm not Nick Nolte. I'm Gary Busey.
Maybe Gary Busey, actually.
I think Lindsay Lohan, like, I think she's toughened herself up.
Yeah,
cocaine.
Yeah, she's definitely not
going
to die this year.
She could be like a cockroach, a Hollywood cockroach.
Yeah, she'll outlive us all.
No, I think Lindsay Lohan's dead. Dead in 2013.
No, she's not dying.
Fucking
no
dead.
Way.
She might. I don't
dead
know.
In less than
she's
3 months.
Charlie she by is March. Fred. Charlie
dead by March. Dead by
March.
March.
Wow.
Like 3 months from now.
I predict Lindsay
right,
Lohan
would be amazing.
Dead by March.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Susie?
8-bit proof, you heard it here first.
I'm going to go with either Chris Brown or Rihanna, because either he's going to beat the hell out of her, or she's going to fight back and kill him.
Ooh,
oh,
I like
awesome.
That. I know I said Betty White, but who did I say besides Betty White?
I also
Rick Ross.
Betty White,
oh,
90.
Yeah, Rick Ross.
She's ready to
no,
go.
No, Jeff Ross.
What the fuck are you saying?
Jeff Ross and Betty White.
Rick Ross like a bomb.
Yeah. Isn't Jeffrey Ross
people?
Already dead?
Who the hell
Jeff
is Jeff
Ross?
Ross?
Jeffrey Ross, the comedian?
He just had a new show released on Comedy Central called The Burn.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he would do roasts.
Yeah, Jeff Ross.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of somebody
he's
else.
He's fat.
I know
probably does
Ross
drugs.
Is, yeah.
He's going to die.
Probably does drugs.
Yeah, all fat people are druggies.
Slander.
Thanks, asshole. Right,
I said probably. I didn't say for sure.
I think Kirk Douglas is dead.
Who?
This year. Kirk Douglas.
Really?
He's not dead already?
He's 97.
Holy
97?
Kirk
that's
Douglas, good
wow.
call.
Man.
Good call. Can you give it a plus minus 1 month estimate?
I'm going to go, I'll go like...
Probably the summer.
May. I'll go Betty like May is the line.
Betty White's gonna
just
die
pick
on
a day, and
if it's
within 1 month plus or minus, something good should come your way.
All right, I'll do like.
Okay, I'm gonna say March 10th for Lindsay Lohan.
I'll say May 20th for
okay.
Kirk Douglas.
You heard
how
it here first.
How do you think Lindsay Lohan's going out? Suicide or
just
overdose? It has to
overdose?
Be.
Yeah.
She could get run over though. That'd be fucking awesome.
She has been in a lot of traffic violation situations.
She's a habitual traffic offender.
She's
I hope she gets shot in the face with
the
a shotgun.
Lindsay Lohan,
so far from
that's
mean
how
girls.
Lindsay Lohan's going out. Headshot.
Mean Girls. Lindsay Lohan was like the apple of my eye.
And before we end the segment, I think Magic Johnson's finally going down too.
Oh,
AIDS!
Are you kidding me?
He doesn't have AIDS.
Magic Johnson
does?
Is not.
He's
dying.
Got special. He's
got special AIDS. He's
22 years ago, he announced he had AIDS.
Doesn't that only last you like 4 or 5 years?
99.
Yeah, you grind up money and you turn it into a paste and it cures you.
Yeah, South Park. Get
away
with
that one.
Oh, sorry.
Dude, he's had super AIDS since we were kids.
Magic Johnson is not going to die this year.
I don't know, man.
He's healthy.
When he dies at 86, they'll be like, and Magic Johnson finally succumbed to AIDS today. Like 86 years old.
Yeah.
You sure he didn't just die because he's old?
Seriously. He beat the shit out of AIDS.
Yeah, with his money.
And my last prediction, I don't want to make it, but I think Stan Lee is very close to...
No,
I
yeah,
hope
he's,
he does.
Ah, true believer, you're an asshole.
I don't want it to
that
happen,
Marvel
I just
fuck.
Think it might. I'm sorry, I don't want... He's 91, dude.
I'm pretty sure Super Mario dies this year.
If only he could take Dan Dido with him.
Consoles are going to die this year.
Yeah, I'm going to play Super Mario on an Xbox console. Sorry, I don't mean to bait you.
Imagine...
You did, though, but
I,
you did.
I know.
We talked about how... Never mind.
Consoles.
How much more money would they make?
Consoles
aren't going to matter.
No, they won't.
Oh, well. What are we doing next? You know what?
We're doing
when
the
do
Fab segment.
When do I get to fucking rip on our fans?
Fab well, we're doing the Fab segment
okay.
now. All right, we have a new Fab song, too.
Yes, play it.
Fab.
My Anderson.
So much generation.
Is Carmen Electra in Baywatch? Carmen Electra was
no.
on Baywatch?
Maybe.
Donna DeErico.
No, Carmen Electra was on Baywatch.
Donna DeErico.
Yeah, Donna DeErico was
and
as
her
well.
Blonde hair and her...
Donna DeErico is fucking harsh looking right now.
Is she?
Harsh.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, they all hit the wall like 90 miles an hour.
Harsh.
It's 2013. 2013.
No, Jenny McCarthy looks like she's got like a ton of surgeries done, but she looks like.
Have you seen that? Well, I don't know what magazine cover it is, but I've seen it in the grocery store. She's got the crazy eyes.
Yeah, she is crazy. She's fucking
Jenny McCarthy. She had the crazy eyes back in Single Out.
No, she's fucking nuts.
I don't know.
I would not stay alone in a room with her. Ever.
No way. No.
Ever.
Dude, Jim Carrey was fucking her for like a decade.
Yeah, and Jim Carrey fucked her crazy.
He fucked her crazy.
Of course he did.
All right, Fab segment. We're in it now. Boom. All right, we threw a Fab question up on the Facebook page a little while ago.
We did. We did.
Didn't have a great response to it.
No, we didn't. You know why?
We had a lot of people like it. It doesn't make sense? Did I word it wrong?
This is my belittling of the fans segment now.
Okay,
real quick. We put up something on our Facebook page.
What was the question? Yeah.
And the question was, which Armageddon type situation, apocalyptic type situation, would you prefer if it happened?
One that's already happened in like a TV.
Yeah,
movie,
in a movie,
book.
TV,
a previously
book,
predicted end of the world.
Okay, and it was a question. It was a question. Answer it. No, we only had one answer.
People like it. People
had like
10
likes.
They were like,
I like this post, but I'm not going to answer which one I would prefer.
Yeah, it doesn't give us any
fuck, man.
Doesn't give us any fodder for the
show. Are you kidding me? Answer the question. We only got one answer, and it was Shade's Children. And I never read that fucking book.
I looked into it after.
I did too. I Wikipedia'd it. Yes.
Mr.
Bates.
It was about a world where they kill people when they become 14.
It was a world where there was only young kids.
Yeah,
because
they kill everybody when they're
14.
There
was only one adult, and it was a computer intelligence.
So I think we can agree that Jamie obviously hates teenagers. That's what we want.
But like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Why would you like it but not fucking answer the question? How long would it take to be like, The Walking Dead? Boom, done. I said it. The Walking Dead. Terminator. Boom, done. You can't say that? Just like the Stick the Fucking World contest. You fucking assholes don't do shit.
Right, that's how Roger feels about the fans. So,
thanks.
So Jamie answered our question. Thank
Come
you.
At me at PAX East, bitches. Come at me.
Thank you, Jamie, for answering our question. he also called us nerds, which we really appreciate.
I appreciate it.
I do. I'm not offended by that.
No, no, not at all. All
right. Anybody else? Who here? What would you be your favorite? Are you picking your nose?
Yeah, I have to. I'm sick and my nose is just leaking.
Dude, I got boogies in my nose like it's my job.
So apocalypse scenario. What would be someone's? If we had to have an apocalypse scenario, which one would you like to have? Roger?
Really? You're going to go with me first?
He's got a towel up his nose.
I'll take arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia?
I'll take arachnophobia.
Oh, God.
Those spiders were going to take over the world.
It wasn't an apocalypse movie, though.
But they were going to take over the world. All right, fine. I'll think of something else. Go.
All right, I'll go. Mine's pretty lame, though. I would just pick, like...
Wish I could remember my awesome one.
Yeah, you were excited about this. This was your idea. I would pick something obscure, like an obscure religion, like Viking, like Ragnarok. Or, like, whatever the Buddhist end of the world is. Just so I could see, like, the crazy evangelical, like, televangelists be like...
Like Revelations?
No, that's a Christian one. I would want to have, an evangelical
like
be like...
Religious?
I want to see an evangelical just completely wrong. And be like, well, fuck. We didn't see this coming.
I'd like to see Revelations happen. Like, Jesus come back and...
Well,
like,
I would like
palms?
To see the rapture come and, like Billy Graham and, like, all the televangelists not get taken. And them just
what the fuck?
That's what I want. I want to see evangelicals embarrassed. That's what I want to see.
I want the
apocalypse.
Mayans.
I don't know. I'll just say The Walking Dead because I like the comic book. I like the Telltale game, and I like the TV show.
The Tie-Tay game.
Telltale game.
Tie-Tie.
No, I don't want to pick Walking Dead. Can I pick the
Zombies? Is pretty lame.
Can I
don't
pick the
zombies.
Dark? Can I pick the Dark Tower series? Can we agree? Can we agree that the Dark Tower series was post-apocalyptic?
The Dark Tower series is definitely post-apocalyptic.
Like apocalyptic. Fictionally speaking.
We're degrading here, people.
Apocalyptic.
Sure.
Okay, that's what I pick.
Dark Tower.
Yes.
You'd be the gunslinger.
No, I don't want to be the gunslinger.
All right, Susie.
All right, I got two. Real
blow
quick.
Me, bitch.
One. Shadowrun.
Everybody got time for that?
There was the post-apocalypse. Ah, damn it!
Wait, Shadowrun, was that a Nintendo 64 game?
No, it was the PlayStation.
GoldenEye was a Nintendo 64 game.
Shadowrun, basically, it's the Mayan. December 2013, just 2012, and magic is reintroduced to the Earth. There's trolls, elves, everything, all like that.
Fucking
high technology, low life, cyberpunk. Just imagine Deus Ex.
Cyberpunk.
With, elves, trolls, magic, and shit like
Deus
that.
Deus Ex.
And then my most ideal apocalypse would be something like The Matrix, where I can write a program where I have a four-way with Elizabeth Hurley.
Where programmers get out of it.
Yeah, where I have a four-way with Elizabeth Hurley, Jessica Biel, The girl
from Jessica
Hathaway
Biel.
Every day.
Oh, Anne Hathaway, good choice.
Oh my God.
That would be my ultimate apocalypse.
Every time I drive to Fall River, there's an exit that just says Hathaway Road. And
it's
I get,
Fall River.
I get a half erection every time I drive by it.
Good for you.
Anne Hathaway. Let me. Dark Knight Rises, when she jumps on that windowsill and you see the lines on her pantyhose.
Very good, Selena.
Oh, when she's crouching down,
God.
Breaking into that safe, wearing the black
yes,
bodysuit.
And the TV's on in the corner, and she turns and looks
Kate
at
Beckinsale,
it.
Kate Beckinsale.
Best scene in the movie.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale, excellent.
Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls was like fucking A-plus material.
Is that an apocalyptic scenario?
Yeah, let's not bring us down.
Is.
That's
I don't think
a bonus
let's not,
side.
Let's focus here.
Are you telling me Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls wasn't A-plus material?
I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you that's a side note. And let's
what happened to
here.
On an aside?
Cocaine.
We're
apocalypse.
My apocalypse, I'm going to pick Crossed. The Garth Ennis novel.
It was just ridiculous.
It was just ridiculous.
It is just completely fucked.
Everybody has like rabies, and they just start like ape fucking everything.
I know what.
They like cut off people's arms, and, like fuck the socket, and like cut their guts open, and like
so
use their
out
blood
of control.
From shit.
So just lots
fucked
of fucking.
Up. Yeah, it's just god awful ridiculous. It's like The Walking Dead, but it's just sadism.
It's The Walking Dead, but
more penis insertion.
Yeah, it's just better. Sadism, dude. They jerked off on a bowl of bullets, and they were shooting people to infect them with the fucking virus.
Oh my!
They circle jerked into a bowl of bullets. And then shot a guy from 100 yards away and laughed when he turned into one of them.
Oh, Media God. Money Shot segment, our new song.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up and take my money!
No.
All right. Media Money Shot segment. This is our things we bring up that we think you should fucking buy because we buy them. So fuck you. You should buy them too.
Yes.
All right. Anybody else have any good deals recently that came out after Christmas? It's amazing.
Yeah, don't play with
any
that amaze ball stanchion. It's holding the whole house.
All right, well, I got a couple. I'll go real quick.
Shoot it.
Mortal Kombat for PS Vita, $10. If you have a Vita, you should probably buy it. $10.
Did we already say Walking Dead, $10 on the last one?
Oh yeah, the first episode is free now too, right?
It was.
Is it still free? Who's playing footsie with me?
Probably me.
Is it still free?
It was free, and then the rest of them were like another $10.
Yeah, the rest of them were $2.50 each.
But either way, I think you should buy The Walking Dead. You should buy the whole season. It's really good. And season 2 is confirmed.
Even though the choices don't matter.
So.
Season 2 is confirmed.
Yeah, and Red Dead Redemption. I know you probably already know the ending, but it's only $12 on Newegg, so $12 is a really good price for that.
James Marsden dies.
Fuck.
And Walmart is running a deal, Xbox 360, 2 games for $30, which is a fucking
what?
Fantastic.
That's not
what
bad.
2 games?
What 2 games?
What 2 games, you say?
Probably a wide variety of 2
games. 2
games
for $30?
Walmart and Walmart.com.
It's probably like Uncharted 2.
No, it's Xbox 360.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter, Francis. If you never played them, they're still new to you.
Do you got any Media Money Shot?
Binary Domain, $20. Buy it.
Does anybody else have any Media Money Shot?
No, I think
I got it.
Buy
more comics.
Buy
Looper?
Just
buy
Looper
on DVD.
Buy more comics.
Oh, Judge Dredd and Total Recall just came out
Dredd's
on Amazon
good.
For fairly cheap as well.
Yeah, $20.
And remember, everyone, you can get everything on the internet for free. Don't forget that.
Kate Beckinsale and Jessica Biel, you should check out the new Total Recall. It's
oh, Jesus, that's right.
I
have
to
buy that.
Completely worth it. Anybody else have any Media Money Shot worthy things they want to talk about before we do plugs?
Yoga pants.
Yoga pants.
Yoga pants, I agree.
I want a Media Money Shot yoga pants. Buy them.
8-Bit Proof will be posting several yoga pants pictures.
Wife, girlfriend, buy them.
They do make the world a better place.
And also,
yoga
Kate
pants.
Upton should get a Media Money Shot because... She's media,
and she's awesome,
and she's money.
Yeah,
and she needs a shot.
That's for Kate Upton and Yoga Pants. All right.
She was excellent in Three Stooges as well. Wide array of acting skills.
All right. If any,
I
of you
believe
guys,
you.
If any of you guys want to comment on the show, if you have a response to QUI, like if you have an idea for a Media Money Shot, if you know of a good deal, or you have an answer to what apocalypse scenario
you
think would be best.
I said I have to pee so bad.
Oh.
Leave in the comment section of this post on Blast Magazine or on our Facebook page or tweet at us at 8BitProof on our Twitter. Listener comments will be read live on the air. Likes will not be read live on the air.
No.
So comment.
Why don't you comment?
Comment, dickhole.
Unbelievable.
We do appreciate the like, but just fucking comment. Come on. We
yeah.
need attention. All right. So plugs. Anybody have anything else they want to plug before we go? Boogers. Do you
want to
plug boogers?
I want to plug my I want to plug my dickhole because I have to pee.
Does anybody have any real plugs they want?
Yes, Rolos.
Dragonborn.
Delicious.
When it comes out on PC.
Rolo Minis,
what
yeah.
What was it?
Dragonborn.
It's good. You spit
it
on 360.
PC,
it's good.
I want to plug Poo Poo Chinese food. Their food is delicious. Tahiti.
Chinese and Dedham.
Delicious. Real
Tahiti
deal.
And Dedham is fantastic.
Camellas. Delicious. All these restaurants are delicious. Go to them.
I also like to plug Judge Dredd Comics or back up
the
again.
Chateau.
It's two of them out.
Delicious.
Dwayne Swierinski.
$4 each.
Swierinski, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And if you subscribe on iTunes, it makes it really fucking easy. It automatically downloads. And if you review us on iTunes, which takes 2 seconds, you can even say that we're a bag of shit. We will give you one free month of PlayStation Plus, which can get you free trophies.
And games.
And games, yeah. You can play Streets of Rage 2 for free. It's awesome. Please let everybody know about us on Twitter. What is your problem?
I have to pee so bad.
All right,
can
I'll
we
hurry
end this
up. plugs, at 8BitProof, at Blast Magazine, and at Catwood, C-A-T-W-O-0-D, on Twitter. Do Twitter. All the kids are doing it now. It's awesome.
R. Leone.
At FictionRussell4.
Dot blogspot.com.
Also, I just put up an article that I'm proud of. I fucking did research and shit to put it up. It's about video game cliches. It's about Red Barrel. It's on blastmagazine.com. Read it so I feel better about myself. Time to close this bitch out because Roger's rushing off to piss right now.
I gotta pee!
He can't plug his dick any longer.
All you wear is a shirt and show your cock.